Welcome to Walking in His Word, everybody. Coming at you from Cornerstone Church in Highland, Michigan.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
Terrific Tuesday.
Terrific Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
It's not a terrible Tuesday.
No, not a terrible Tuesday. Woo. Not a terrible Tuesday. Guys, I'm excited about just what's happening here at Cornerstone, at church, what God's been doing. Mm-hmm. I feel like we've got the Lord's just been working in all of our ministries, mm-hmm. and it's so exciting to see this message that Pastor Tim preached about people who are unqualified, people who are inadequate, people who really, if you looked on the outside, you wouldn't say that's the person that I would use to advance the kingdom of God. And I'm talking about myself included. But Jesus uses those people to advance his kingdom.
Yeah, he uses normal, everyday people.
Yeah.
And he fills them with courage.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
It's amazing. I love what the Sanhedrin said in, I think it's Acts 5, about Peter and John. They said they were just ordinary men, but they could tell that they had been with Jesus.
Wow.
And that's what I want the testimony of my life to be. I'm just an ordinary man, but I've met with Jesus.
I like that a lot. Wouldn't that be wonderful if somebody from the streets said that about you?
That'd be amazing.
I know.
That'd be amazing.
Like, life goal.
Yeah.
Man, people are hungry for the truth because they know they're being lied to so often.
Yeah.
So we have such an advantage with our message.
Yeah.
Our message is truth.
Yeah.
And you got to speak it so they can get it in them. Mm-hmm. And then they'll start to see it. They will. We got to be courageous.
Yeah. We got to be courageous.
Let's go to the message.
Let's do it.
What happens when foundations are destroyed? The Bible tells us that law and order collapses. We know that lawlessness shall abound and the love of many shall grow cold in the last days. Jesus warns about that. We find in the United States of America that the marriages and families are collapsing as more and more people are living together. More and more children are raised in fatherless homes. Biblical sexuality collapses as everyone does what's right in their own eyes. It's the marriage bed that is undefiled. Any sin, any sexual relations outside of the marriage bed, the Bible calls sin, but in the book of Judges and also in the United States of America, we do what's right in our own eyes and justify such behavior. And we even find this foundation being destroyed in our great country. Biological sexual identity collapses. You know, and the Bible tells us in the book of Genesis, male and female, he created them. But in the United States of America, a man now can, because he feels like it, become a woman and vice versa. And we're losing these precious foundations that were established in Scripture because your word is truth, O Lord. Your word is truth. I was reading a book by Dave Meyer, Joyce Meyer's husband, and talking about America, and he talks about the downward spiral of a nation, which is what's happened in the book of Judges, a downward spiral. He says, a nation goes from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependency, from dependency back to bondage. How many believe that God is America's only hope? You believe that? Yes, I believe that. God is America's only hope. How many would say that God is America's greatest threat? Well, you should all raise your hand because that's true as well. God is America's greatest threat because if a culture or if a nation or if a people do not repent, I want you to know that God can judge that nation and bring that nation low. And so God is both America's greatest hope and God is America's greatest threat. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and repent and seek my face, and the Bible says, I will heal their land. But if we do not do those things, then great can be the fall of a nation. The purpose of this message is to fill us with courage during these evil days. Because we are living in evil days. Darkness has come upon the land. But as Isaiah says, there's great darkness in the land, but your light has come. So we find the move of God, your light has come, and we also find the ever-encroaching force of evil and darkness. And so darkness is covering the land, but our light has come. Lift up our heads, because our redemption draweth nigh. Praise the Lord. So I want to fill you with courage during these evil days and to move you to action during these evil days. Let's take a look at the story of Gideon that I read, and we'll try to glean some things from this fearful warrior. Yes, he was a warrior. He did great things. God raised him up. God called him. God did a great work on the inside of him. And through him, God delivered the nation of Israel from the bondage of the evil ones, right? The Midianites and the Amalekites and the people of the east that would come. And man, they'd come and they would just simply take all the fruit and just bring them into bondage. God called this man Gideon. And Gideon was a fearful warrior. He was afraid of the enemy. The Bible says in verse 11 that Gideon threshed wheat in the wine press in order to hide it from the Midianites. Now, the threshing of the wheat was usually done on a high place, a hill, as it were, because the wind would catch the chaff and carry it away and leave the fruit behind. But here he is really doing something that seemingly is impossible, threshing wheat down in a lower area in a wine press in order to hide. We know that according to the scriptures that Gideon was very insecure, felt unqualified and inadequate for the task at hand. We find that in Judges chapter 6, verse 15. So he said to him, "Oh, my Lord, how can I save Israel?" That's that sense of inadequacy, right? How can I, me? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh. Boy, that's great insecurity, right? He looked at himself and his family as the weakest. And I am the least in my father's house. He felt unqualified. Insecure, inadequate, unqualified. That's this man Gideon that the angel of the Lord, which I believe was a theophany, it was a divine appearance of Jesus Christ. I believe that Jesus had a pre-incarnate appearance right here in the book of Judges and appeared to this man Gideon and called him and declared him to be a mighty man of valor, but yet so insecure, so unqualified, and feeling so inadequate. And that's us many times as God wants to use us. Am I right about that? How can I? Well, get in, you can't. But with the Lord with you, you can. You can't, but you can. And he says, man, my clan is the weakest. He starts looking at his family, and he's not finding any strength there in his family. And so he's feeling so terribly insecure about his upbringing, his parents. And then he says, man, I am the least in my father's house. Man, he compared himself to his brothers, to his sisters, to his parents, to the clan, to the family. He said, man, I'm just the lowest one on the totem pole. I am the least. I'm so unqualified and so inadequate. And maybe this heart response reflects your heart response many times to situations, circumstances, how you view yourself, the idea that God wants to use you, the idea that God wants to flow through you to touch lives, and you look at yourself and say, man, I don't have what it takes. I don't have the giftings. I don't have the calling. I don't have the anointing. I don't have the intelligence. I don't have the talents. I'm not from a great family. I don't have the education. I lack the wisdom. I lack the wherewithal. When you look at yourself, you see weakness. But God is speaking strength into this man, and the Bible speaks strength into us as well. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, the Bible says. Gideon loved his nation, but was too fearful to act. Boy, that can reflect us, right? I love America, don't you? I love this nation, the people. But man, am I afraid of where this nation is headed. How to act. The scripture says in Judges chapter 6, verse 2, the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel because of the Midianites. The children of Israel made for themselves the dens, the caves, and the strongholds which are in the mountains. So they began to hide. They began to go undercover. They kept their mouths shut. They're moved with fear. Their world got smaller, right? They're not out in the open. They're living in dens and caves and holes there in the mountains in order to hide themselves. Rather than being free and being full of strength and being full of boldness, it's just the opposite.
There's a story of a Texas multi-millionaire who had this awesomely huge house and this Olympic-sized swimming pool in his backyard.
Sounds amazing.
Uh-huh. But this guy was a real true weirdo.
Okay.
Because he was like obsessed with himself and his money, and he filled his Olympic-sized swimming pool with water and alligators.
Oh.
Yep. Alligators. What? He turned it into like a pool of alligators, like a zoo, right? And he would throw these big parties and he would always throw out the challenge. Anybody who swims across my Olympic-sized swimming pool, I'll give them $1 million. And nobody was ever courageous enough to do it.
Yeah.
Until this one particular evening when there were some new people at his house.
Okay.
A big party. And they had never heard this challenge before. And while he was explaining the challenge, they heard a splash into the water. And they all looked off the balcony. And sure enough, there is a man swimming across his pool, Olympic-sized length of a pool.
Wow.
And these alligators, you can see them. They're starting to come after him. And he makes it. Like, he's the fastest swimmer you ever see. Like, so fast, the story says, that it was like he was, like, on top of the water.
Wow.
And he looked like he was full of fear. But yeah. He made it to the other side. Gets up out of the water and everybody's applauding him. Can't believe what they just saw. The homeowner can't believe it. And he's the guy who just got out of the water said, "Who pushed me?" And it was his wife. She wanted $1 million. And this Texas millionaire wrote him a check because he successfully made it across the swimming pool and he was so courageous.
Yeah.
But that display of courage, that Texas millionaire was obsessed with watching courageous people. He loved the idea of extremely courageous people.
Right.
And the world is obsessed with somebody who's courageous enough to do the impossible.
Come on.
And I would say to anybody out there listening right now that sometimes you need a push.
Yeah.
Yeah. That guy wasn't willing on his own to swim across the water.
Yeah.
But his wife saw something in him. And his wife gave him a little push.
Yeah.
And maybe you need a little push out there. Gideon needed a little push.
Absolutely.
And maybe you need a push, and maybe I need a push too.
Right.
But we have what it takes to be successful.
Absolutely, you do.
Can't wait to be back with you right back here tomorrow morning.
Walking in his word.
Thank you for listening to our show today. You can find more information at our website, cornerstonehighland.com. Subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook. We'd love to see you at church one day. Please do not be a stranger.